This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Nike reported earnings after the closing bell today. Almost $13 billion in revenue for the quarter, $1.5 billion of that profit. The sneaker maker is the most valuable apparel company in the world and is also something of a bellwether for consumer demand. And while, as Sabri was just saying, American shoppers have proven remarkably resilient in the face of higher prices, there are some signs of caution ahead. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on the outlook for apparel sales as we head into the all-important end-of-the-year shopping season.
The outlook for apparel sales has a lot to do with the all-important end-of-the-year shopping season, which has arrived.
Oh, sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Sweater weather.
Oh, God, I wear them.
Finally, sweater weather.
But there's some softening in the winter shopping forecast this year, says Zachary Waring, an analyst at CFRA.
We don't think it's, you know, an apocalypse. We just think maybe it's flat to down slightly this year.
Inflation has eased, but many low and middle income consumers have run through their pandemic savings, and they're still feeling the pinch of higher prices for things like food and gas that they have to buy.
It's kind of the first thing that people cut when, you know, they're in rough times is the non-essentials. If you already have clothes, you don't need more clothes.
And some shoppers could be feeling even more pessimistic with student loan payments resuming next week, says Audrey Chi Reed, an analyst at Forrester.
I do think that there is going to be more of a pause and a hesitancy when it comes to buying.
But she stresses it's a pause from a period of nearly nonstop buying over the last few years. And some people will continue to shop.
Especially in a category like apparel and footwear, where it's so important for consumers to signal, this is who I am, this is my identity. Consumers are going to find a way to buy what they want to buy to show who they are.
They might just be looking in different places, says Sonia Lipinski, a retail strategist at Alex Partners.
They're really trading down. They're being much more cost conscious.
She says discount retailers, fast fashion, and used clothing are likely to do well. So it's a good time for 80s, 90s, and aughts fashion to be back in style. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.